This is an audio story for the digital edition of Landscope magazine. I'm Lauren Cabrera, and in this episode, we talk about Aboriginal cultural experiences in beautiful Western Australia. I don't know about you, but when I visit a new place, I love to learn about traditional culture. I love to meet the locals and listen to their stories, and the best part is eating the food. As for Australian culture, Aboriginal culture, I've only learned about it at school or through cultural awareness training at work. And sadly, I'm not alone, and most people who do book Aboriginal cultural tours are tourists. But with our borders shut because of the COVID-19 pandemic, those tourist numbers are pretty low at the moment. Granted, a lot of us locals have been wandering out yonder and travelling around WA, but I wonder how many of us have wandered into a bush tucker tour or listened to an Aboriginal elder tell stories of the dream time as part of a tour in the outback. Western Australia has been home to Aboriginal people for more than 60,000 years. It's one of the oldest living cultures on Earth, and there are more than 120 language groups in WA, each with their own unique story and heritage. That's all well and good to hear it from me. Let's hear from some of the Aboriginal tour operators from around Western Australia. Here's Josh Whiteland from the beautiful Mugga River region.
Welcome to Wurundjeri country, part of the Bibbin in the southwest, and this is Noongar country down here. So with the tours, the beginning of the tour, we offer welcome to country with the traditional sand mapping techniques, drawing the boundary lines and referring to all the place names. We walk these local trails throughout Yallingupper Cave Naturalist, identifying native foods, vegetables and medicines, looking at animal habitat and the seasonal changes. Sharing dreaming stories of the area here, particularly the story of Nyulgu's Nyulian Maa, resting place of the good spirit Nyulgu at the cave here. And this cave is roughly about 500,000 years old.
And the famous Clinton Walker from the Pilbara.
We have a protocol that we have to do, which is a welcome to country. And that means, you know, I have to communicate with my ancestors, to have them give us safe access to this country. I have direct ancestry right back to that time that my people were doing this rock art. And this particular spot where we're sitting is one of those places where children would learn about their history with all the rock art that you see around. You know, they tell lots and lots of different stories.
This is Capes, or Darren Capewell from Shark Bay.
This is the place where the desert meets the ocean. And my job is to introduce people to Gudaragudra so that, you know, when you leave, you'll take something inside when you go.
We got everything here. This is like a big bush supermarket, but it's also like a pharmacy.
We call these a Gidinyinung, beautiful sweet orange berry. And these are like a tree. And not only do we like them as humans, but animals love these.
When people come here, they look at this place and they think there's nothing here. But when you see this place from the inside, this country sustained us for over 20,000 years.
Here's Neville Polina from the Kimberley.
Well, when you travel through my land, you can taste the country, you can feel the country. You can catch barramundi, you can catch terrapin, you can just go walking through the bush and look at all the amazing birds, you know. When my guests come with me, they don't take just a photo of a tree. They take back what that tree means, why that tree was put on this land, what medicine, what food, what tools you can get off that tree.
Thanks, Neville. And this is Brian Lee. He's also from the Kimberley.
Our people have been a part of this land for thousands of years. I think we see ourselves as teachers. We teach people about our country, about our environment. I think it changes people's, perhaps their attitude. They can then, I think they share that experience as well.
It's country, belongs to you and me. This country been here from the dream time, but me and you, we just passing through.
That was Ronnie Jim Bybee singing, isn't he great? He's from the Fitzroy region. I hope you're now inspired to add a cultural experience to your travel plans. You can find out information about Aboriginal art galleries, cultural tours and experiences, and Aboriginal owned and operated campgrounds and retreats on the Western Australian Indigenous Tourism Operators Council website. That's WATOC. So visit waitoc.com. This audio story was brought to you by Landscope Magazine, published by Western Australia's Department of Biodiversity, Conservation and Attractions. For more information and to subscribe to the print edition of the magazine, visit shop.dbca.wa.gov.au.